TucsonFreedom.com, the Second Chance Community Bail Fund set up by BLM, by Najima, by her sister and her mother, TucsonFreedom.com. 100% of the proceeds go to the Second Chance Bail Fund to help bail out people of color who are in jail, who shouldn't be in jail, who are in jail for traffic offenses, for misdemeanors, for possession of marijuana. TucsonFreedom.com. For those of you who are wondering, what can I do after I leave here tonight? TucsonFreedom.com. If everyone here donated $5, $5, hundreds of our brothers and sisters would be out of jail tomorrow. Is it worth $5? The lives of our brothers and sisters in jail matter. Najima's life matters. Black lives matter. Thank you, Najima. Our next speaker is Lena Rothman from Tucson, standing up for racial justice.
Hi, I don't know what I could say after Najima. I'm with Tucson Surge, which is showing up for racial justice. We're an organization mainly of white people that are organizing other white people to come out and stand up for people of color, to stand up for justice. I'm also with the Tucson Green Party. If you're sick of the Democratic Party not meeting your needs, I suggest please come see the Green Party. Learn about us. Stop being afraid. Our fear is crippling us. So I noticed when the signage for this march was put out in an ad on Facebook, there are signs that say that are saying we are better than this, and I wanted to address that. We are not better than this. This is addressed mainly to white people. I'm glad a lot of us came out today, but I have to tell you, we are not better than this. Every time we do not stand up against white repression, which includes deportation of immigrants, the nearly everyday murder of black people by the police, every time whites give me a dirty look when I say we owe every black person in this country reparations for building this country. We are complicit. We are complicit with white supremacy. As Malcolm said, if we are not part of the solution, we are part of the problem. To not give people their due is to be complicit in dishonoring their labors and their lives, and reinforces the mythology that this murder is just a freak occurrence, this murder that occurred last night. It's just a freak occurrence. It happens every goddamn day in this country, and it's done by the police, and we have to start challenging that. We have to start not letting it be okay. We white people are afraid of being outnumbered by people of color. We don't like change. We are afraid of it. Well, change is here. Deal with it. We cannot change this hellish reality until we admit we are not better than this. We can strive towards this, but let's not lie about our own complicity. Thank you.
Thank you, Lena. We actually have two more speakers. Our next speaker is Jenny Culver Hill. She's the founder and director of Angel's Purse, Inc. I dropped her card. It is a, she's serving the autistic spectrum community since 1998, providing practical assistance to the families of children with autism. So please welcome Jenny Culver Hill.
Since I hiked Supa, but there was cold water at the bottom there. You know, my son Walter, Walter walked with me. I was kind of nervous about bringing him.
Thanks. That's my life. I just arranged and this is good again.
Thank you.
Well, he doesn't usually do well with crowds, so I was nervous. But when I was 4 years old, something happened. I was in El Paso on the Air Force Base, and my mom told me to go play outside. But because it was an Air Force Base and everybody was strangers to me, I didn't know anyone. So I went and stood by a tree, and I watched a crew of Hispanic men roofing a house, and they had the tar truck behind the truck, and I watched them. I stood by the tree and I watched them work all morning, and when they took their break for lunch, they sat in a circle, and one of them, who was the chief, he said, "Ven, mija," and I went over and they scoot over and they made a room for me, and every man gave me a bite of his lunch. Okay? Now, when I went into the house, my mom said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, I was watching the men next door." And she took a look outside and she said, "You can't trust them. They're not good as we are." And I looked her right in the eye. I was 4 years old. And I told her, "You're wrong." Of course, I got my face slapped. And it was trench warfare from then on, because I had made my position clear. Right? And it hasn't changed, and it wasn't a debate of whether or not I was going to come today, because I knew Wally would stay with me, and I knew that Ray and John and Mike and the other ladies that I met and Carolyn would look out for Wally too, right? Because Wally can't say, "I'm lost, can you help me find my mom?" All right? Wally doesn't have a voice and say, "Everybody's the same, we all matter." But guess who has really, really hard time? Guess who gets ground down every day? Wally, you know what he does? He wants to shake your hand. That's Wally. He's an artist. He's a lover of life, and he is an inspiration for me. And everything that I've learned that has helped Wally get better is what I give to families through Angels First. And do you know what? And the spectrum of autism, it's 1 to 76. And when Wally was 3, he was 169. Okay? And now he's in the 20s. And he's taking care of me. And we can take care of each other. And we can, I think it's important to realize what we resist, we make stronger. And so rather than resist, I would rather wake up and be righteous.
Our final speaker will be Jim Byrne from the Tucson Anti-War Coalition, who will speak on the wars the United States is involved in right now.
Thank you so much. It's a dubious honor to be last, so I'll be brief because I know you're hot and tired, and tomorrow morning's a working class grind. So what I wanted to lead with was a quick anecdote that security forces one time profiled me. That sweet timing, thanks bikers. But at one time I had security forces profile me, and you might ask, what the heck is this middle class white guy getting profiled for? Whose security forces are profiling him? Well, I happened to be profiled by the Bolivarian government's security forces. That's in Venezuela. When I was waiting for Hugo Chavez to come back from a speaking tour in 2010, waiting for him in Caracas, security forces were all over me. They're like, I imagine oppressed nationalities face security forces all over them every day. Eyes questioning, looking for identification. That was the one time that I knew what it felt for just an instant to be harassed because of certain policies and perceptions. But it was my government's track record in the global south, in the third world, and specifically in Venezuela, looking for regime change, CIA funding, State Department funding, and fomenting current counter-revolution. If we want to talk about fascism, that's the kind of stuff that we're allowing, and locally, nationally, but also internationally. Whether it's Venezuela, the Ukraine, Colombia, other places in the world, Uncle Sam is back out there with the stick and hitting hard. When Donald Trump campaigned under his isolationist America First mentality, he meant America First, be in isolating nothing.
That's right.
He's hitting harder in this first 6 months than anybody ever anticipated. The secret military operations across the Middle East, including Yemen, where the Houthi rebels are strongly resisting that Saudi murderous regime, that dictatorship, that tyranny's got to be brought down. Right here in Tucson, we've got the Raytheon Defense Corporation. They ain't defense corporations. They're offense. They're war profiteers. They are enemies of the people. Bring them down. Anytime anybody's ever had been out to the Air Force base over there and stood on the corner, you see the kind of reaction we get. It's the same kind of reaction we got tonight walking out frat row. It's the same kind of reaction that they saw in Charlottesville last night. People are clinging, and they're clinging to nationalism, but it's narrow white nationalism.
That's right.
And that's this kind of stuff that we beat down the rest of the world with. And our tax money funds all of that stuff. Billions, trillions of dollars. People, elderly folks, people who need lots and lots of medical coverage, we can't find a dime for that stuff, but we can buy those A-10 Warthogs. We can circulate, we can do those war games off Korea. Ain't gonna be no fire and fury, Donald. We are gonna bring you down. Bring down the empire. Check us out. My name is Jim. I organize with the Tucson Anti-War Committee, and look for us. We are gonna be calling for hands off Venezuela demonstrations, hands off Korea, and we will bring down the empire. Bring it down!
My friend, you'll see candles being distributed around the audience. Every single candle represents countless deaths of migrants, of Muslim brothers and sisters, of people of color, of people whose deaths should not have happened, who were killed by violence, killed by state violence, killed by white nationalist violence, killed by fascist violence. So take a candle, light a candle when you get home tonight. We appreciate Hotel Congress for hosting this event. It would not happen without Hotel Congress. We did not have time to get permits to rally in a park. We could not rally on the streets, even though we can march on the streets. But we had to have a place to get together, and Hotel Congress gave us that place. So thank you, Hotel Congress. And I just want to close by noting something I think that's very important. We did not hear from elected officials tonight. We did not hear from people running for office tonight. We heard from community leaders, diverse community leaders. We might not have liked everything they had to say. We might not agree with everything we had to say. But this is our community. And this is why we are better than the Nazis in Charlottesville. Because we don't all have to agree. We have to get together and love each other and protect each other and appreciate our differences and give each other voices and protect our brothers and sisters who are oppressed by a violent and racist system. And that's what we did here today. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming. And please, whatever you do, don't let this be the end, but let it be the beginning. Do something after this. Do something after this. We're gonna turn up the music. You all rock.